misses in my mind.
The song Near Misses opened Sean Camp's long-lost 1994 CD, an album that sat on the shelf for 16 years before finally being released a few weeks ago.
I've always thought I'm either going to have to die or have a hit before it'll come out. And so far, today, I'm alive. So, and here it is.
Well, you're actually being very modest because you've birthed a bunch of hits.
Well, thank you. I've had a few here and there, but it would have never seen the light of day had I not got acquainted with John Esposito, who is the president here at Warner Music Group in Nashville. And we just hit it off, you know, in a little guitar pool at this leadership music opening retreat. And, well, first he said, who are you and what do you do? I said, well, I used to be an artist on the label that you run. We laughed about that, and he said, well, I'm going to go to the vault and look for your records and listen to them. I said, okay. Next time I saw him, he said, I'm going to put your records out. I said, okay. So here we are today. It's pretty shocking.
Shattered inside and scattered around with pieces of her broken heart. I gathered her up, the pieces I found. Put her back together like a busted guitar. With some glued holes and some glued on. In spite of everything I tried, somebody stole my darling right before my very eyes. He didn't walk, talk, or push his way in, or fly through the window on a gust of hot wind. He didn't sprout wings, and he sure wasn't playing no harp. Low as he was, I couldn't see him. Let the rain around in the dark. Lord, he must have crawled through a little bitty crack in her heart.
When Sean Camp presented his second album to the label, they wanted him to make some changes, remove the fiddles and the dobros and add electric guitars, that kind of thing. But that was not the sound that Sean wanted, and he refused to do it. He went on to write hit songs and release 4 CDs on his own, but Sean says he just couldn't forget the 10 songs that make up his long-lost album.
So years down the road, I'm trying to buy it, and they still, you know, wanted like I think $150,000 for me to buy this, you know, and it was just out of my range to spend that much. I tried to lease it from them, or too much red tape, until John Esposito stepped into the picture and started making things happen.
So what was your reaction when he first said, we're digging this one up?
Just kind of numb. It's kind of like a cloud that just hovers over your shoulder if you've made a record and it's laying on the shelf, and there's people all over town that this has happened to. It's just like a bad dream you don't want to think about. For it to come to fruition here today, it's a great relief. It's a wonderful thing.
1994 is a musical time capsule capturing Sean Camp and some of Nashville's best studio musicians as they were 16 years ago. While he's never put them on another album, among the songs on 1994 are a few that Sean has performed on stage regularly. They include The Grandpa That I Know, which has also been recorded by Patti Loveless and Joe Diffie. Sean Camp thought about re-recording it for another album, but in the end, he simply hoped that this record would one day be released. I'm Catherine Cole.
Choking me, cutting off my air supply. When I hang my head to cry, when I hang my head and cry, I see tears on Daddy's face. Someone's humming Amazing Grace. Rain beats on this graveside tent. Preacher says he did repent. Preacher swears he did repent.